Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Morgan in Maryland, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Pharrell. Can sure. I get a shot of Jameson?
J-Mo!
And I just wanted to let you know, I wanted to give you props. I'm at a 39 face count for that jerk John Gruden. You were going off on him the other day. I just wanted to give you props, man.
You know, I just don't get it. I mean, you know, I understand what he did the first time around with Tampa. I get it. And then the Raiders' fascination with him, I get it because of, I believe, Las Vegas. There's a Gucci ring to it to have John Gruden as your head coach. Because they got to, you know, the whole thing's going to be so outrageous in Las Vegas that it's going to be a scene. And they got to have, a big-name coach running the Raiders, without a doubt, when they go to Las Vegas. Even though he's there now for the next couple of years, he's going to be in Oakland. Then they move to Vegas. I think it was all about Las Vegas hiring him, to be honest with you, and that he'll be there for that and the whole time they're there. And but I respect the Super Bowl he won. I won't deny that. I respect what he did in broadcasting because he got pretty huge at ESPN doing Monday Night Football, and he was doing these college player interviews in his bus and everything else. He got pretty famous for his broadcasting. But now he's going back into coaching for 10 years and $100 million. And I just think the deal was ludicrous. I just don't get it. I don't think he's worth that. And I think if I'm him, I'm laughing all the way to the bank. I think it's the greatest thing that ever happened in the history of the free world and capitalism that guy got $10 million a year to coach, and he hasn't coached in 10 years. I don't even, how is that possible that you haven't played, you haven't been in the league in 10 years, whatever it is, however long it was, and he's getting more than anyone in the history of coaching. I mean, it is, you'd think he was Lombardi. I mean, honestly, like, I don't get it. I just don't get it. I think he's accomplished a lot once. Once. That's what he did. He accomplished a lot once.
Thank you.
Well, there you go. I didn't think it was that funny. All right. Just so you know, I'm not in a funny mood tonight. I'm sick. So if you want to be funny, smoke some weed or something. Do you think I'm crazy, Carver High?
I do not think you're crazy. I think that I think him coming back after sitting it out for as long as he did, I think that that's the crazy thing. The guy knows football. I'm not going to say that he doesn't. And it's not like he was that disconnected from the game. He was sitting in a broadcast booth.
Right.
Still talking to teams every week on a major national stage doing the Monday Night Football.
Right.
But it has been a long time, and I think what makes it worse and what makes it seem a little more crazy and zany to us is the amount of cash that has been secured by him for this position. It's just, now, like you said, that probably a lot of that had Vegas in mind with that, and it is what it is. I think a lot of it also was they needed to keep people coming in Oakland for the next year.
Do you believe Nick Saban's worth $8 million a year? I do.
He wins every year.
So do you believe that this guy's worth $2 million more and hasn't coached in 10 years?
When you haven't...
How long has it been? When did he coach? When did he stop coaching? Because I don't want to keep saying 10 years when it hasn't been 10 years. I don't think it's been a decade since he coached. Has it really been a decade? So we'll look that up. I just don't have the answer to these questions, and I don't have time, and I don't want to look.
It has. He last coached the Bucks in 2008.
So there you go. I was right.
With the Bucks.
And I didn't even want to be right, but I thought it's been a decade, and there you go. So I don't understand that at all. But, far be it from me to get in the way of somebody making a lot of money. I'm all for it. If you can hustle someone for $10 million, and get that job, like you said, secure that gig. It's a 10-year deal for $100 million. And then kudos to him for getting
and
it.
What's he, and all he's got to do, let's be honest.
He'll never live up to that deal, if you ask
me. I was just going to say to you, what does he got to do, win once? If he wins once, is it worth it?
I think so.
Winning once, I think, you know.
I think so. If he wins it once out of 10, that would be that he did the job. Just like LeBron went to Cleveland and won the title, and they hadn't won in 52 years. He did what he was there to do. He already accomplished everything they'll ever accomplish. Because, you know, my guess is right now, tonight, sitting here on a Friday night in the middle of August, is they'll never win another one, the Cavs. With what team?
No.
With what team? With what players?
You don't think Kevin Love's taking him to the title?
No. So I think they won their title because of LeBron, and that's it. And then I don't think they'll sniff another one. But then, you know, I'm sure people think I'm nuts. But whatever. But if this guy wins a Super Bowl in the 10 years, I think that will be justification for his presence there.
I don't think anyone can look at that Cavs roster and think that you're nuts that they're not going to win again. At least for the near future, if not forever. I mean, we'll see if they ever reconstruct the roster, get a generational player like that. But as good as Colin Sexton and can be and Kevin Love is, no chance in hell.
Colin Sexton's a really good player, but he'll never, ever be, in my view, like...
He's not even going to be Kyrie, let alone LeBron.
Thanks. I don't even need to say it. It's just I don't believe in that guy's game that much that he's going to be better than those guys. And, you know, he might end up being a really nice player in the league. But the greatest player ever? I don't think so. Good luck. And I am telling you, there's no way, and you can quote me on this, Kevin Love cannot win a championship without LeBron James. He's not doing it by himself. I mean, he misses a lot of time, it would appear to me, every year. Doesn't he get injured every year? Some kind of fluke injury, breaks his hand, his foot, what is it? It's just something always, right? So, you know, I'll believe it when I see it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.